Francis Xavier Cabrini, Burgeon, Third Order. Born in 1850 at Sant'Angelo di Lodi in Lombardy, Mary Frances Cabrini was the youngest in a peasant family of 13 children. Even as a child, she was known for her piety and love of prayer, and she dreamed of being a missionary in China. At 18, she received her teacher's certificate, and when her parents died the following year, she sought admission in two different sisterhoods, but was rejected because of her poor health. During the next 10 years, she devoted herself to teaching and directing a school for orphans, and satisfied her zeal by giving catechism instructions and visiting the poor during her free time. During a smallpox epidemic in 1872, she did heroic work as a nurse. But Mary Frances still wanted to be a missionary, and in 1880, with the encouragement of the Bishop of Lodi, she and a few companions took up their residence in a former Franciscan friary and thus founded a new religious community, namely, the Missionary Sisters of the Sacred Heart. Previously, Mother Frances Xavier, as Mary Frances was now called, had been an exemplary tertiary of St. Francis of Assisi. In the decree of the Sacred Congregation of Rites on the heroic quality of her virtues, we find the following statement, quote, "She imitated to a high degree the virtue of the three saints who bear the name of Francis, and modeled her life according to their example. Thus she imitated the virtues and example of St. Francis of Assisi, whose third order rule she professed and holily observed," end quote. And even after founding the new sisterhood, Mother Cabrini continued to derive inspiration from the example of the Poverello for her mission and apostolic charity. In 1888, Mother Cabrini's Institute received the approval of the Holy See. And the next year, Pope Leo XIII directed her to go, not to China, but to the United States, and to make the Italian emigrants in that country the object of her charitable and apostolic work. With six companions, Mother Cabrini arrived in the United States, March 31, 1889. And though she also visited Central and South America, she spent the greater part of her remaining life in the United States. She became a United States citizen at Seattle in 1909. At first, she encountered many difficulties, but soon she accomplished the apparently impossible. And amidst feverish activity, she always maintained great tranquility of soul and prayerful union with God, entrusting all her undertakings to God with unbounded trust in divine providence. When the cause of her beatification was commenced in 1928, her sisters, 2,000 in number, were caring for 67 institutions in 8 countries of America and Europe. Mother Cabrini suffered from fevers for months at a time, but she kept up her amazing activities for God and for souls until she died at Columbus Hospital in Chicago on December 22, 1917, at the age of 67. She was beatified in 1938 and canonized in 1946, the first United States citizen to be thus raised to the full honors of the altar. The body of St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, mother of the emigrants, rests beneath the altar in the chapel of Cabrini High School in the northernmost part of Manhattan, New York City. Serving God and our neighbor. Consider how St. Francis Xavier understood how one must serve God. Much of the time that she would like to have spent in prayer, she used in the service of others because they needed her help and direction and advice. That is what is called by St. Francis de Sales, leaving God for God's sake. Apparently, one neglects something in the service of God, but in reality, one serves him the better by the practice of charity towards one's neighbor. Thomas a Kempis also says, "For the benefit of one that is in need, a good work is sometimes freely to be left undone, or rather to be changed for what is better." Have you acted accordingly in the past? Consider that Christ our Lord himself teaches us that certain laws permit of exceptions in special cases. He healed a sick person on the Sabbath day and permitted his hungry disciples to pluck ears of corn, although the Pharisees accused him on that account of violating the Sabbath. Thus, our Holy Father, St. Francis, also urged a weak brother to eat out of time on a fast day, and himself ate with him to encourage him. So there may arise instances where the commandment to refrain from servile work, to attend Holy Mass, to fast, and so forth, does not obligate us. Yes, where the need of the neighbor or our own may demand that we refrain from observing the commandment, especially if our superiors or our confessor so direct us. In such cases, it would be Pharisaical justice and often perverse self-will to persist in carrying it out. Have you ever done this? Consider that it is indeed not permitted for any person's sake to do evil or omit an obligatory good act from which we are not excused. But the good deeds and pious exercises which we perform of our own accord, we can at times with merit neglect or put off for the sake of others, especially if complying with them would be burdensome or annoying to others. Thus the Apostle says, "To the weak I became weak, that I might gain the weak. I became all things to all men, that I might save all." 1 Corinthians 9:22. Prayer of the Church. Of thy mercy, O Lord, we beseech thee, grant us the mind ever to think and to do what is right, that we who have no being apart from thee may live according to thy will, through Christ our Lord. Amen. St. Francis Xavier Cabrini.
Pray for us.